Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is Jesus Christ is the rescue. Jesus Christ is the rescue and not Jim Dandy. Jesus Christ is the rescue and not Jim Dandy. Did you know today that Jesus Christ wants to rescue you out of your current situation? Don't you know right now that Jesus is called the rescue? Oh, come on, somebody. I know that you've seen the military rescue individuals. I know that you've seen the Coast Guard rescue people that are drowning in the ocean. I know that you've seen the police department rescue people that are in fires or in the river. The firefighters are rescuing people that are in the fires. Oh, come on, somebody that's stranded on the river or that's stranded on a high building. The truth of the matter is that Jesus Christ is known as the rescue. And I'm here to tell you today that Jesus Christ wants to rescue you. He wants to rescue you right now. He wants to give you another. He is known as the rescuer. Yes, we serve a mighty Jesus, and He wants to rescue you. Did you know in Exodus 2:17, the Bible says when sons shepherds came and chased the girls off, Moses came to their rescue to help them water their sheep. Yes, Moses came to the girls' rescue. The Bible says in Exodus 5:23, from the moment I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, things have only gotten worse for his people and rescue. Does this look like a rescue to you? Now, I want you to look at your situation. Do you really think that Jesus Christ can rescue you? Oh, come on, somebody. Let's look at your situation right now. Do you think that Jesus can rescue you? Yes, in Exodus 6:6, the Bible says, therefore, tell the Israelites, I am God. I will bring you out of under the cruel, hard labor of Egypt. I will rescue you from slavery. I will redeem you, intervening with great acts of judgment. Indeed, Jesus Christ will surely rescue you. Oh, yes, I want to tell you that Jesus Christ is the rescue, not Jim Dandy. Jesus Christ is surely the rescue, not Jim Dandy. You know, in Deuteronomy 25:11, the Bible says when two men are in a fight and the wife of the one man trying to rescue her husband grabs the genitals of the man by hitting him. Yes, the truth of the matter is we see that wives were rescuing their husbands back in the Bible, and one way they did it is by grabbing the genitals of the other man and squeezing them. Oh my gosh, I don't know about you, but I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ is the rescue, and He's in the process of rescuing you. And don't you know today that America, we really need to be rescued. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ is the rescuer and not Jim Dandy. But the reason why we are going in bondage of tyranny is because we have taken Jesus out. In Deuteronomy 33:26, the Bible says, there is none like God, Jeshurun, riding to your rescue through the skies, his dignity hallowed by the clouds. Oh, come on, somebody. I know you've been dumbed down by your mainstream television. I know you've been dumbed down by the fluoride in the water. I know that you've been dumbed down by all these religions that are around you. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus is riding through the clouds and He is coming to rescue you. Oh, in Joshua 6:22, it says, Joshua ordered the two men who had spied out the land, entered the house of the harlot and rescued the woman and everyone connected with her, just as you promised her. Yes, even Jesus rescued the harlot for taking a stand for Jesus. And I'm here to tell you today, if you take a stand for Jesus, He is going to rescue you. He's going to rescue you from the devil's schemes. He's going to rescue you from all the troubles, the Bible says in 1 Samuel 26:24. Just as I honored your life today, may God honor my life and rescue me from all trouble. The truth of the matter is Jesus is going to rescue us from all our trouble. Oh, I need Jesus back in my life, and I need Jesus back in America. I need Jesus back in our church. I need Jesus back in our government. And I sure need Jesus back in our military. I don't know why all these chaplains aren't talking about Jesus anymore. I don't know why the church doesn't have a picture of Jesus anymore. I don't know why there's no crosses on our churches anymore. But let's be honest, we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. But I want to tell you today that Jesus is the rescuer and not Jim Dandy. Jesus is known as the rescuer. In 1 Samuel 38, the Bible says, "Then David prayed to God, 'Shall I go after these raiders? Can I catch them?' The answer came, 'Go after them. Yes, you'll catch them. Yes, you'll make the rescue.'" Yes, you have to believe that you will be able to rescue, that you have the power, that Jesus Christ lives in you, and He will be able to use you to rescue from the bondage of Satan. Yes, you have to believe that you can rescue your family. You have to believe that you can rescue your church. You have to believe that you can rescue the United States from the bondages of Satan. Yes, you have to believe this, brother, because God is with you. Jesus Christ lives inside you, and He says, go after them. Yes, you'll catch them. Yes, go after them. Oh my gosh, in Job 26:2, the Bible says, "Well, you've certainly been a great help to the helpless man. You came to rescue just in the nick of time." I'm here to tell you, no matter how long you've waited, no matter your back might be against the wall, you might feel that you're helpless, but I'm here to tell you that Jesus will come to your rescue in the nick of time. He will never be late. Oh my gosh, in Psalms 13:5, the Bible says, "I've thrown myself headlong into your arms." I'm celebrating your rescue. Yes, do you want to know something? When Jesus rescues you, there's going to be a celebration. Jesus is going to start to rejoice. Jesus is going to throw a party. Yes, the truth of the matter is Jesus is coming to rescue you, America. I know it looks like tyranny's all around us, but when you start taking a stand for the Second Amendment and the Constitution, when you start taking a stand for Jesus once again, He's going to come and He's going to rescue us. He's going to rescue America. Yes, we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. Yes, we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. In Psalms 33:19, the Bible says this. It says, He's ready to come to your rescue in bad times. In lean times, He keeps body and soul together. Don't you know today that Jesus is ready to come to your rescue in bad times? In Psalms 34:17, the Bible says this. Is anyone crying for help? God is listening, ready to rescue you. I don't know about you today, but I'm telling you, America, that God is ready to rescue you. Our Lord Jesus Christ is ready to rescue you. Jesus is ready to listen to your cry and rescue you. Are you sick and tired of Hollywood? Are you sick and tired of being brainwashed by these mainstream television shows? Are you sick and tired of being brainwashed in every which way? Don't you know they hate Jesus? But Jesus said, if you return to me, I'm ready to rescue you. Oh my gosh, in Psalms 49:7, it says it like this. Really, there's no such thing as a self-rescue, pulling yourself up by your bootstraps. The Bible says that you can't trust in your money to rescue you. You can't trust in your fame to rescue you. You can't trust in your fortune to rescue you. No, there's only one that can rescue you, and His name is Jesus, and He can rescue us from the pit of hell and the bondage of Satan. Don't you know today that Jesus is called the rescuer, and He wants to rescue you? Oh my gosh, I know your ship might be sinking, but the Bible says that He is coming like the Coast Guard, and He's ready to rescue you. I know you're drowning in deep water right now, and I know sharks are swimming all around you, but you gotta believe that Jesus is ready to rescue you. In Psalms 49:8, the cost of the rescue is beyond our means, and even then it doesn't guarantee. Yes, His riches are not equivalent to the redemption of the soul, which has sinned, and which is more worth than the whole world. What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Come on, somebody, what can you give in exchange for your soul? A lot of you think that you own the church. A lot of you think that you own a lot of things. You might be a professional athlete, and you might have a lot of money, but what can you give in exchange of your soul? Oh my gosh, at the cost of the rescue is beyond our means. That means it can't be paid for. But Jesus Christ came down and He said, I'm the rescuer and I'm coming to give you a free gift, and it ain't gonna cost you anything. In Psalms 59:1, the Bible says, my God, rescue me from all my enemies. Defend me from these mutineers, these murderers. Don't you know that Jesus will rescue you from all your enemies? In Psalms 59:2, the Bible says, rescue me from their dirty tricks. Save me from their hitman. Yes, Jesus Christ is going to rescue you from Satan's dirty tricks. In Psalm 69:14, the Bible says, rescue me from the swamp. Don't let me go under for good. Pull me out of the clutches of the enemy. This whirlpool is sucking me down. Don't you know that Jesus Christ is going to rescue you from the swamp of this life? I know that you're sinking in quicksand right now. I know that you feel like the quicksand is up to your neck and you can't really breathe. Oh my gosh, your head's about to go under and you're sucking through a straw right now. Yes, you're not going to go under because Jesus is going to rescue you from the swamp and the quicksand. In Psalm 69:18, the Bible says Jesus will rescue you from the death traps. Those who want to take your life, come close, God. Get me out of here. Rescue me from the death trap. I don't know about you, but Satan is waiting to set a death trap. That means that there's a lot of demons out there that want to kill you. There's a lot of demons out there that wants to kill the Constitution. There's a lot of demons out there that wants to kill everything that made America great. But Jesus said, I'm coming to rescue you from the death traps. Oh, come on, hillbillies out there. Don't you think it's time to stand up for Jesus? Oh, don't you know it's time to stand up for Jesus? In Psalm 71, the Bible says, God, please hurry to my rescue. God, come quickly to my side. Plead to the Lord. Call on His name. And don't you ever give up. Keep calling on the name of Jesus. Call and cry to plead out His name. Call on the name of Jesus. Yes, Jesus is the rescuer, not Jim Dandy. Jesus is the rescuer. In Psalm 75, the Bible says, but I've lost it. I'm wasted, God. Quickly, quickly, quickly come to my side. Quick to my rescue. God, don't lose a minute. Oh, come on. You got to keep on crying out to the Lord to come quickly. It's time to come quickly. It's time. You got to keep crying out to the Lord. He's going to come quickly to your rescue. Oh, Jesus, come quickly to my rescue. In Psalm 78:42, how quickly they forgot what they've done. Forget their day of rescue from the enemy. Don't you ever forget that time that Jesus Christ has rescued you in the past. Don't you ever forget that time when Jesus Christ has rescued you. It's time that we need that. Listen, Jesus Christ rescued America before, and He can surely rescue us again. Jesus Christ has rescued your family before, and He can surely rescue you again. I know your back is against the wall, but I'm telling you right now that Jesus can rescue you again. Don't you believe in the awesome, mighty power of Jesus? You see, the problem is that you still go to Goodwill. See, the problem is that you still go to this Chinese sweatshop labor stores called Walmart. You know, the problem is that you have these iPhones and iPads and you think you're so smart, and what you have forgotten, that Jesus is still alive. You know, in Psalms 91:15, the Bible says, call me and I'll answer. Be on your side in bad times. I'll rescue you, then throw you a party. You got to understand that Jesus is going to rescue you when in bad times. But not only is He going to rescue you, He's going to throw you a party. Jesus Christ is going to rescue you, and He's going to have a good time with you. He's going to throw a party. He's going to sing some songs, maybe have a beer or two. But after Jesus' rescue, He's going to throw a party. In Psalms 109:31, the Bible says, for He's always at hand to take the side of the needy, to rescue a life from the unjust judge. Oh yes, Jesus is always on side of the needy. He's always on side of the little man, and He's always on side of the poor to rescue them from the unjust judge. Oh my gosh, don't you know that Jesus is always on our side? Hey, hillbilly in the Appalachians, those of you that live in a one room, Kevin. Don't you know that Jesus is always on your side? Hey, homeless man who's struggling in Chicago, don't you know that Jesus is always on the side of the needy? Hey, those of you who have no money, those of you that are struggling, Jesus is always on side of the needy. In Psalms 119, 134, the Bible says, rescue me from the grips of bad men and women so I can live life your way. I don't know about you, but in America, I see more and more evil men and women. A lot of those evil women, they're all over. Oh, they're big Jezebels. Yes, we got a lot of evil men and women that their only goal is to destroy America. Their only goal is to destroy the Constitution. Their only goal is to take away our Second Amendment, our First Amendment. Their only goal is to take away Jesus out of the church. Yes, there's a lot of evil men and women, but I'm here to tell you what Jesus says. Jesus says that He will rescue you from these evil men and women. I don't know about you today, but America, we need to be rescued from the we need to be rescued by the rescuer, and that is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the rescuer, not Jim Dandy. Psalms 142:6, oh listen, please listen, I'll never bend this low. Rescue me from those who are hunting me down. I'm no match for them. Yes, we know that Satan wants to hunt Christians down. We know that Satan wants to hunt those that love Jesus down. But I'm here to tell you, even though they look like they outnumber you, and they look like they're no match for you, Jesus said, I will rescue you from those that are hunting you down. Jesus said, they're no match for me. Oh, I know they come strong on you and they act like they got power. But Jesus said, they're no match for me. Because I'm a resurrected God. Because I have been raised up from the dead. You know, in Psalms 144:11, the Bible says, rescue me from the enemy's sword. Yes, don't you know that Jesus Christ wants to rescue you from the enemy's sword? He wants to rescue you from the grips of those barbarians. Yes, He wants to rescue you from those who lie through their teeth, who shakes their hands with the wickedness, who wants to put a knife to your back. Yes, Jesus will rescue you from the enemy's sword. And don't you know in Proverbs 20:16, the Bible says wise friends will rescue you from the tempest. That smooth-talking seductress. Yes, Jesus will rescue you from the smooth-talking whore. Those women who talk smoothly, who try to get you in bed, who try to use you and then seduce you. God says, I'm going to rescue you from that smooth-talking whore. In Proverbs 24:11, the Bible says, rescue the perishing. Don't hesitate to step in and help. Oh my gosh, Jesus will rescue you from the pit of hell. Those of you that are perishing, those of you that haven't accepted Jesus yet, He says, I'm coming to rescue you. In Ecclesiastes 4:1, the Bible says, next I turn my attention to all the outrageous violence that takes place on this planet. The tears of the victims, no one to comfort them. The iron grips of the oppressors, no one to rescue the victims from them. Yes, come on somebody, God is going to rescue you from all the violence. Yes, God wants to rescue you. Yes, there's the tears. God's going to rescue you from the tears. God's going to rescue those that no one comforts them. Oh my gosh, in Isaiah 5:29, the Bible says, roaring like the pride of the lions, the full-throated roars of a young lion. They growl and seize their prey, dragging off, no rescue for them. As Isaiah looked around, he looked like there was no rescue or no hope. But Jesus said, even though as you look around, there might be no, they might look like there's no hope. It looks like people are being dragged off, that nobody is rescuing them. And God says this, that I'm coming to rescue you. In Isaiah 26, everyone who lived along the coast will say, look at them naked and barefooted, oh, shuffling off the exile. And we thought they were our best hope, that they'd rescue us from the king of Assyria. Yes, you might not look like anything to the world. You might look poor. You might not be famous. You might not be on television or even have a television show. Oh, come on, Sam. But I'm here to tell you today that Jesus is going to rescue you. Yes, you are going to get out of this. In Isaiah 31:5, the Bible says, and like a huge eagle hovering in the sky, God of the angel armies, protect Jerusalem. I'll protect and rescue it. Yes, I'll hover and deliver it. Don't you know that Jesus is like the bald eagle in the skies? Jesus is flying over you. Come on, somebody, that Jesus is hovering over you like the eagles in the sky. He's looking down on you with an eagle eye, and He says, I'm hovering over you, and I'm watching you, and I'm watching you because I want to rescue you. Yes, Jesus Christ is the rescuer, not Jim Dandy. Jesus Christ is the rescuer and not Jim Dandy. I don't know about you, but I need Jesus to rescue America. I need Jesus to rescue America. Oh my gosh, we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. Oh yeah! Jeremiah 21:12 says, House of David, listen, God's message to you. Start each day by dealing with justice. Rescue victims from their exploiters. Prevent fires the fire of my anger. For once it starts, it cannot be put out. Your evil regime is fueled by my anger. Yes, every morning people get up and pray that Jesus will rescue you from this day. You gotta pray that Jesus will rescue you from this day. In Jeremiah 50:34, but the rescuer is strong, you might say. Oh, because He is strong. God of the angel armies is very strong. And yes, I will take their side. I will come to their rescue. I'll soothe their land, but rough up the people in Babylon. Jesus will come and rescue you and come to your side. I don't know what else to tell you today, that Jesus is the rescuer, not Jim Dandy. Jesus is the rescuer, not Jim Dandy. And yes, in Ezekiel 13:23, as you know, as you're now, you're finished. No more delusion mongering from you. No more sermonic lies. I'm going to rescue my people from the clutches. Yes, I don't know about you, but Satan is weaving this web, and he's going to put you in these clutches where you feel like there's no way to get out. But Jesus is going to rescue you from the clutches. In Ezekiel 34:27, the trees in the orchard will bear fruit, the grounds will produce, they'll feel content and safe in their land, and they'll realize that I am God when I break them out of their slavery and rescue them from their slave masters. The truth of the matter is, Jesus will rescue you from your slave masters, from those that are oppressing you, from those that are keeping you down. The Bible says that Jesus is going to rescue you from your slave master. In Daniel 3:17, the Bible says, if you throw us into the fire, the God we serve can rescue us from the roaring furnace and anything else you might cook up, O King. The truth of the matter is, Daniel was confident that Jesus could rescue him, and I'm asking you to be confident that Jesus can rescue you. He can rescue you right now, today. He can rescue you anyway. He can rescue you no matter what. And I'm here to tell you that Jesus is in the business of rescuing you. In Daniel 3:29, therefore I issue this decree, anyone, anywhere, of any race, color, or creed, who says anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, will be ripped to pieces, limb from limb, and their houses torn down. There will never have been a God who can pull off a rescue like this. Yes, Jesus Christ rescued Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the fire. Oh, you gotta believe today, America, that Jesus Christ can still rescue you. I know Satan is infiltrated in this nation. Satan has infiltrated into our hospitals. Satan has infiltrated into our military. Satan has infiltrated into our churches. And yes, Satan has infiltrated into our schools. And Satan has infiltrated into our government. But Joel 2:32 says, whoever calls help God gets help. On Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, there will be a great rescue. Just as God said, indeed, in the survivors is those that God calls. Jesus said, whoever calls help God will be rescued. Jesus is not just going to rescue you. It's going to be a great rescue. It's not just going to be any kind of rescue. It's going to be one awesome rescue. You got to understand that today when you see the Coast Guard and when they're out rescuing a sinking ship. Oh, come on, somebody. It wasn't just a rescue. When those Coast Guard, when those men in the military, oh, come on, when those people that were trapped into a foreign country and those officers that worked in the embassies, when they went out and rescued, it was an awesome, awesome rescue. Oh, yeah, I feel there's going to be an awesome rescue by Jesus in America today. Oh, I know what you're saying. Don't give up asking Jesus for help. Don't you give up asking Jesus for help. Habakkuk 1:2 says, God, how long do I have to cry out for help before you listen? How many times do I have to yell, help, murder, please help me, before you come to your rescue? Don't give up asking Jesus for help. He will surely rescue you. Do you know in Mark 3:21, the Bible says his friends heard what was going on and went to rescue him by force if necessary. They suspected he was getting carried away with himself. If Jesus had to rescue you, he will do it by force if necessary. I don't know about you, but I've seen when some Americans are trapped in other countries, and I've seen when they've sent the Navy SEALs to come and rescue some Americans, they have to go in by force. Oh, they rescued some doctors and lawyers that are trapped overseas. They came in by force, and I'm here to tell you, Jesus will come in by force if he has to rescue you. In Luke 1:74, the Bible says, a clean rescue from the enemy's camp, so we can worship him without a care in the world. Yes, Jesus will rescue you, and it will be very clean, and this job is going to be easy for Jesus. I don't know about you, but Jesus is the rescuer, not Jim Dandy. Oh, in Luke 15:7, the Bible says, count on it, there's more joy in heaven over one sinner's rescue life than over 99 good people and no good of rescue. Yes, come on, somebody. The story is in the story of the lost coin, that when heaven is going to rejoice over one person coming to Jesus Christ and one soul rescued, yes, there's going to be a lot of praising and partying in heaven. And I'm here to tell you that our Jesus loves to party. Our Jesus loves the party. In Acts 27:34, the Bible says, I urge you to eat something now. You'll need strength for the rescue ahead. You're going to come out of this without even a scratch, and you better eat healthy. You better exercise. You better work out. Because when Jesus rescues you, there's not going to be a scratch on you. When Jesus comes and rescues you, He's going to pull you out of the brush, pull you out of the swamp. He's going to pull you out of the thickets of the jungle. And there's not even going to be a scratch on you. Oh my gosh, can I get an amen today? Jesus is the rescuer, not Jim Nene. And Jesus coming to rescue you. In 2 Corinthians 1:2, the Bible says it like this, that may all the gifts and benefits that come from God, our Father and the Master, Jesus Christ, be yours, Timothy. Someone you know and trust, join me in this greeting, the rescue. What is the gospel? Jesus is the rescue. Jesus is the rescue. And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 1:11, you and your prayers are part of this rescue operation. Listen, I don't want you in the dark about that either. I can see your face even now lifted in praise of God's deliverance of us. A rescue in which your prayers played a crucial part. I'm here to tell you right now today that your prayers plays a crucial part in the rescue of Jesus Christ. Jesus the rescuer, and He in your prayers is a crucial part of this operation. The prayers is a crucial part of the operation of rescuing America. The prayers is a crucial part in the operation of rescuing your family. The prayers is a crucial part in the operation of rescuing you and your deliverance today. Oh, we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. I can't begin to tell you how important it is for us to put Jesus back in our walls. I can't begin to tell you how important it is for you to get a picture of Jesus and put it in your schools and in your office. Jesus is the rescuer, and He's coming to rescue America from Satan's evil tactics. I hope you believe that today. In Hebrews 2:14, the Bible says, since the children are made of flesh and blood, it's logical that the Savior took on flesh and blood in order to rescue them by His death. How did the rescuer rescue you, O man and women who are flesh and blood? By embracing death, by taking it unto Himself to destroy the hold of the devil. Yes, Jesus rescued you from the hold of the bondages of Satan. And 2 Peter 2:9, so God knows how to rescue the godly from the evil trials. And He knows how to hold the feet of the wicked to the fire until judgment day. Yes, yes, I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ is the rescue. Jesus Christ is the rescue. And He wants to rescue you today, America. He wants to rescue you today, you and around the world. He wants to rescue you today, those of you that have walked away from Jesus. He wants to rescue you, America, from the enemy who wants to take away your sovereignty. Jesus wants to rescue you, church, from the evil that has infiltrated into your church. He wants to rescue your mind. He wants to rescue your family, your finances. Jesus is the rescuer. Isn't it time to cry out to Jesus today? Isn't it time to cry out to Jesus and say, Jesus, rescue America! Jesus, rescue this nation! Jesus, rescue me! Rescue me! Rescue me! Jesus, I need You to rescue me. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now.
Oh, my God. Native.